Hello everyone, I'm Hussein. I'm a PhD student from Texas A&M University. And my presentation is an initial look at robotics in cotton harvesting. In modern agriculture, you know that we use very huge machines like huge combine harvesters or cotton harvesters. In the farm, they are very huge, so they compact the soil and they reduce its productivity. And on the other hand, agricultural labors are less available nowadays, and worldwide demand for food is increasing rapidly. So robots will likely can perform very major role in the future agriculture. Why do we want to use robots in the agriculture? Robots don't need any driver, so there is not any need to increase the driver efficiency. So robots could be very small because we don't need to increase the driver efficiency. So robots will not compact the soil. And multiple robots can work instead of huge agricultural machines. And the other reason is robots can work day and night. During development from modern agriculture towards robotic agriculture, the cotton harvesting method will be changed too. You know that nowadays cotton is harvested in a once-over operation. After defoliation, farmers use huge machines. They go to the field and they harvest all cottons in just once-over operation. And so farmers have to wait until all balls are mature. So harvesting with the robot will increase the quality of the cotton fiber, because harvesting by robots will reduce weathering. It will reduce the likelihood of harvesting immature fibers, and it will reduce the amount of foreign materials inside the seed cotton, because farmers will not wait that much of time. If you wait a lot of time to all the balls be matured, so a lot of foreign materials, trash and something like that, will get stuck inside the cotton fiber. In this regard, we have procured two robots. The left one is TerraSentia, and the right one is Jackal. Both robots have cameras, so they can capture images of cotton plants. They were tested in the field to evaluate how a robot can be controlled between plant rows and to compare the robots in terms of field performance. The control of the TerraSentia is via application. There is an application which is you can install it, for example, on a tablet or on the mobile phone, and then you can connect the tablet to the robot via Wi-Fi connection, and you can control it. But for Jackal, you have to connect the Jackal to a internet network, and on the other hand, you have to connect the laptop to that internet connection, and after that you can make a secure connection between laptop and the robot, and after that you can control it, you can transfer the data and like that. Here you can see two images which were captured by those robots. The left one is captured by TerraSentia and the right one is captured by Jackal. And in this table, you can see a very quick comparison between Jackal and TerraSentia in terms of robustness, control, ground clearance, suspension system, data transfer, and camera adjustment. However, the size of the robots is appropriate for gathering data in the field. The ground clearance of the Jackal could be problematic, because it's low. So for example, if a cloud gets stuck between the robot and the ground, it can lift up the robot and robot cannot go forward or backward. So, however, these robots are not appropriate platforms for harvesting, because for harvesting, you have to pick all cotton balls from the very bottom to the top of the plant. So I believe that we need more long and flexible arms to pick all cotton balls. And so we need more larger platforms than these two. Here, this is a very general idea for cotton harvester robot. It's high enough, and so it can see all the cotton balls inside the plant, and it can capture everything. It's capable of sensing the three-dimensional position of the cotton balls. A stereo camera can perform this duty, but further sensors like infrared or ultrasonic sensors may be required too. For navigation, automatic navigation must be done by GPS and object detection sensors like infrared or LiDAR sensors. But there is a very important point here, and you know that the cotton plants are very bushy. There are a lot of stalks and leaves in the cotton plant. But the robot has to find all cotton balls inside the plant if we don't want to do defoliation on the cotton plant. So it must find all cotton balls, and after that it must go inside the plant and pick that seed cotton from the plant. This is not easy, and imagine that we have made an arm, a manipulating arm. It detected some cotton ball inside the plant, and it goes down. And in the meanwhile, which it goes down, it can hit some other stalks. And hitting those stalks will change the position of that particular cotton ball. So we may need some kind of feedback control, some kind of other sensors besides, as I said, the stereo camera, which is required, and this is our future plan. In this video, you can see driving Jackal and Terracentia in the field. As you can see, the first one is Jackal, which I control it via my laptop. And it's going, yeah. Okay. And the second one is Terracentia, which I control it via tablet. And you can see the speed of Terracentia is much higher than Jackal because the clearance of the ground is much better and its suspension system is much better, so its speed is higher than Jackal. Our plans for future, we want to find answer for some questions. The first one, what is the best way to pick the cotton from the plant? Now, this is the first question. Well, we have designed different things like spindles and vacuum thing to pick the cotton, but until now, picking the cotton ball with suction pipe, something like that, vacuum device, is the better one. The second question which we want to find answer for it, what kind of sensors and control do we need to find the exact position of cotton ball? As I said, imagine that the arms is going forward, but the position of that particular cotton ball will change. So we have to correct the error all time, in real time, and finally catch that particular cotton ball. The third question, how could we get access to the inside of the plant without making any damage? So, as I said, cotton plant is very bushy sometimes, full of leaves and stalks. How could we get access? Actually, at first point, how could we see the inside of that plant? Should we separate the plant to see inside? I believe that you cannot see it completely without defoliation. Maybe we have to separate it to see inside. The other question, what kind of platform do we need? Maybe a high platform, maybe a lower platform is better, because in the higher platform will have a higher mass center, you know, and so it will decrease its stability. It's a problem. By the way, I believe that farmers need an affordable and robust robot, because we want to solve a problem. We want to have small machines instead of huge machines. So we must make small robots, affordable and robust robots with reasonable price. So this is the thing which I believe we have to consider through all our process in our research. I like to acknowledge Cotton Incorporated for funding this project. And any questions? Sure. I'm sorry? Oh, yeah, here? Halting. Okay, it's because of internet connection. You know, you want to control the robot, and you must make a secure connection between the robot and the laptop. These two are connected to each other via internet connection. So you need a good internet connection in the field. But I didn't have good internet connection in the field, and that's why a robot sometimes halts, because it doesn't get any signal. No. I made the internet connection. I made a hotspot on my phone, and then I connected the tablet to my phone, to the data internet on my phone, and the robot to my phone. That's why. Exactly, yes. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. So it was our first test, and we didn't do that. We just connected. Actually, we just wanted to see how could we control, what kind of robot do we need, and that's it. Yes. Yeah. And the transferring data is being done via that internet connection too, so we need a good internet connection. Yes.
Other questions or comments? All right. Yeah, go ahead.
I'll ask a kind of naive question. I don't know the state of the art of robots that are used in cotton or even cotton economy very well, but I'm kind of curious why you would start with such a hard question of picking the bowl and not maybe something like scanning or weeds or disease or fertilizer beads or your irrigation beads or something like that. It might be a little bit easier if you're using new robots. So why choose the toughest question?
I cannot understand your question. Okay.
Why are you choosing a really difficult problem like harvesting cotton bolls instead of going after
My answer to that would be that ultimately this is something that I think incorporated in the industry are interested in. There are lots of people looking at robots for weed spraying and other types of things. But this is something sort of a long-term issue that there's interest in. And there are people looking at different aspects of it. There were two other presentations you led to this, and some of it's climbing the top building, and some of it's navigating the equipment, and some of it's what's the panel comfortable, how do you remove it from the plant? Lots of issues there, but yes, this is something that the industry is interested in long term.
Are there other industries that need to do as well?
You mean other angles for like vegetables or
vegetables? Yeah, some vegetables for starting in a higher, everything starts with a higher value commodities.
All right, let's thank our speaker.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.